You know what I'm going to have today?
A piece of pumpkin pie?
No. Better.
An Oktoberfest beer?
Maybe. I'm going to have a beer outside a football stadium. I'm tailgating today, baby. You have no idea. People, it is, you miss it when you're in the media, man. Last week, Wednesday, was it Wednesday we did the show from Comerica Park?
Yep.
We had an hour and a half before the game started.
Mm-hmm.
Our boy Ryan pulls up. He's got a cooler. We saunter over.
Yeah, Stoney came over. Stoney bought me a bourbon drink.
And I think the last time I actually, like, before a game tailgated was back when Michigan played Michigan State at Soldier Field in, like, 2012 or something.
Me too.
And now I'm going to get to do it twice in a couple of weeks. Because after the show, making our way to Champaign, Jansen and I, we have decided, for those who don't know, we're hitting up a little town called West Lafayette, Indiana. And we are going to Purdue and Oregon tonight.
What time is that kickoff?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Okay, yep. So you might be
It's going to be a tight squeeze.
Yeah.
But you know what? Because it's a game that I really don't care
Take
about
your
the
time
outcome.
Getting in.
I don't need to get in.
You don't have to get in for first for kickoff.
No, if I miss kickoff, I'm cool with that.
Right.
I'm having a beer. If I get crazy, I might have half of a second beer.
Oh, I see you going more than that. I think you're gonna get it. Are you driving?
Nope. So might get wild tonight.
They sell beer there?
I think they do. Yeah.
You go try and buy a beer. Like, it'll be your first time doing that, right?
First time doing that?
Yeah.
At a college game?
Yes.
Yep.
Support the Boilers. Boiler up.
Yep. Get a Boilermaker. I don't think they would sell that there, right?
Hey, you get them separately. It's just a shot in a beer.
So did you hear that stat that Costa had earlier in the week about Purdue has leads the all-time college football leader in victories over teams ranked number two? So this could be another. This could be another.
Listen, they did some interesting things last week. The quarterback took off and ran in the second half.
Yep, kid from Clarkston.
Put up a bunch of points against Illinois. Did they have the lead?
Yeah, they actually took the lead.
They took the lead. And then Illinois had to tie it up and then force overtime.
They were down 27-3 and with, I don't know, like less than a minute to go, Purdue scored and took a one-point lead, went for two and made it. That allowed Illinois to go get in field goal range. Illinois's got a great kicker. And they made the field goal, sent the game to overtime. And Illinois won in overtime. Well, I like this.
Oregon's not Illinois.
No, they're not. But you know what Oregon's got to do? Short week, travel cross country. Travel cross country is hard enough.
Yeah.
Short week. And how do you think their week is gone after beating Ohio State?
I think that they're probably feeling pretty good about themselves.
Yep. This has the makings of being maybe more interesting than people think.
When Purdue upset number two Ohio State several years ago, I think Rondell White had that crazy game. That was a night game too, wasn't it?
Yep. Was it the Travis Trent game?
Yeah.
So
now, because Michigan plays Oregon later in the season,
yeah,
is John going to want to get in there right at kickoff so he can get? I want to do my scouting.
Yep.
Check it all out.
Yep.
Well, can you sway him otherwise? They say, well, let's. How about you know we can we
he can
always,
go in.
Oh, you're going to stay by the car.
Yep. And it was Tyler Trent. My apologies. Well, I mean, look, I'm a big boy. He is too. So
he's a bigger boy.
He is. But I'm excited. By the way, and if you want something ridiculous,
you know I do.
Yeah. So you know the Grand Prix, the. Like Formula One is in Austin this weekend.
Okay.
And so
is it a Jerry World, isn't it?
Or
is
no, that what they're proposing? No, that's for a proposed race. Okay. This is the United States Grand Prix at the F1 track outside of Austin. I think it's outside of Austin. And Georgia is playing at Texas this weekend. That would be an insane road trip. You don't care about Grant. You don't care about Verstappen and Lando Norris or any of that stuff.
Not even a little bit. No. But I do care about the Georgia Texas game. I think
if you had a ticket, would you go to the Formula One race?
I don't know. Probably not. It just doesn't appeal to me. And to sit in a corner where I get to watch cars go by every, you know, 5 minutes for 3 seconds, I don't really care.
Those things are rocket ships, man.
I know they are. I'm impressed with the marveling of the engineering that goes on with that. Mm-hmm. I absolutely appreciate
it. You just don't care
that.
About it.
Don't care about the race, no.
But you're a car guy, man.
Yeah, not a Formula One car. No, I care about a car that I can actually get into and drive. Those cars that are available to me. That's the kind of car I care about.
Oh, street legal stuff?
That's right. You know me. Mm-hmm. All about street legal. But no, I am curious because George is going to be there without Ugga, the mascot.
Ugga's not going. Why not?
Yeah, they're concerned about his travel, so they're not going to take him with.
Got to make a note because we got picks coming up.
Yeah, well, you might want to take a note on that. So it's all Bevo all the time.
Yep. As far as the Michigan game's concerned, look, man, it's Jack Miller had a line earlier this year for Alex Orji. And didn't really pan out, but maybe
Jack Miller's part of your pregame
show? Yes, pregame show. Yep, Jack.
Former player.
Yep, made a great comment. You know, they say, one of the old cliches in sports, you make the biggest improvement between week one and week two.
Mm-hmm.
And when Alex Orji got his first start, he's like, this is his week two, even though it was like game four. For Jack Tuttle, this is his week two. Now, again, Orji didn't take off and fly in week two, and so it doesn't always work that way, but extra week of practice. It's going to be interesting to see who gets some more run. Now, I also want to give you some credit, my friend.
I'll take it if you hand it out.
He's been flying the Tuttle flag for Michigan for quite some time. And it was even before the season started. And I kept telling you, well, he's hurt, but you're like, this Tuttle.
Yeah, I just, you know.
This Tuttle.
I'm not sold on Tuttle, but I'm less sold on the other guys.
Yep. Understandable.
You play the best player that you got, and that's what they'll likely do.
Yep. So anyway, on the air at 12:30 tomorrow on our brother station at WWJ with tailgate coverage and 2:30 for the pregame, 3:40 kick.
So are you
with a 5 minute slide potentially?
Are you gonna get a bring a cooler with you? You're gonna
I don't know. I mean, we're riding in John's truck.
So he's likely got the cooler there.
So I'm kind of at the mercy of John, but that doesn't mean we can't stop and pick up provisions.
Or you just text John now, say, hey, don't forget.
Bring a whole bunch of beer.
Yeah.
I'm not even going into the stadium. Actually, I am going into the stadium. I'm really excited about that. And John let us know we are in a section where they do sell. They got full bar.
You
got
to do it just because of that.
Yeah. I'm
first time.
I want the fan experience, yeah, man. It's the totally full different.
Thing. Yeah. Waiting in line for a quarter and a half to get that drink. Yes.
And then waiting in line for two quarters to go pee.
That's right.
Can't wait.
Oh, you know what you can do for the first time ever, Doug?
What's that?
Combine two things that you love to do. Drinking the beer and the selfie.
Oh,
you got to take a selfie of you buying.
Well, you know, we want you to take a selfie.
A beer at a college football stadium.
Yeah,
yeah. If only we could get access to that picture out to the public. Oh, we can. At DougAndGator971 on Twitter. You want me to take a selfie of me drinking a beer?
Yeah, like you buying one.
The beer? Well, you want a whole series?
No, I don't.
We got a story. Get some real. Doug, do a reel.
Don't put more on his plate. You know, he can't handle this.
TikTok. And then you could have like foreigners feels like the first time playing in the background and honor them going to the Hall of Fame this weekend too. There you go.
I should tweet like crazy during this game. Just everything that happens. Oh, big third down stop there for Purdue. Oh, I don't like this field position, guys. Because contrary to popular belief, I'm really not a Purdue fan. I just happen to pick them as a team to watch out for in the West for two consecutive years. Everybody has assumed that means I'm a huge Purdue fan. And the year I got off them and I moved away from Purdue, my Purdue position, I gave up my Purdue position, they won the Big Ten West.
King, we're off for a game. We're off the game. We've been talking about this Purdue trip here for several minutes and neither one of us jumped on it. We're like, of course you're going to the Purdue game.
I know you're
obviously.
Right.
Obviously.
Yeah.
He's been trying to distance himself. That's why. It's worked.
All right, let's get back to the people. 248-539-9797. Michael's in Farmington Hills, and he's next on 97.1. Hello, Michael.
Good morning, fellas. Thank you for taking my call. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, right. Thank you.
Or actually, it's afternoon.
Yes,
I've been waiting for a little bit.
Yep.
So I got a couple points, but I want to first talk about Brad Holmes and the difference between being a fan and being a GM. is we all want to win now. We've been waiting. We've been decades and decades and generations of losing. And so it kind of clouds our judgment, whereas Brad Holmes is in the business of the game, and he's looking at it in a business and making chess moves opposed to playing checkers. But I'll have a couple points. So I do agree we need something, but I think it's going to be whoever fits our scheme, whoever fits Brad Holmes' vision boards and for the Lions for the next couple years. In addition to that, we don't really talk about as much as the injury to Hutch, and unfortunately, you know, he did have this injury. We're expecting him to come back, but we don't know what he's going to come back as. You look around the league, and not even just the league, but in looking at different areas of sports, you had Paul George go down. You had Alex Smith, Tiger Woods. Obviously, Alex Smith and Tiger Woods were open or, you know, compound injuries, but none of those guys ever returned to that same level of play. So we don't even have a guarantee that Hutch will.
We don't have a guarantee, but they say it was a clean break, which is good. I mean, if you're going to break your leg, this one is one that you can come back from. So yeah, you're right.
Paul George also had a clean break as well. And Paul George, we remember him. He was that level of play that he was before when he was with the Pacers, because when he went to the Clippers, were completely different players. And so I have the hope that Hutch will come back to that, but it's not guaranteed, right? You can agree that it's not guaranteed that he's going to be that same level of player when he comes back from injury. So that's my concern is, do we plan on that? Because what if he does not come back? And I think that needs to be considered as well. And I think Brad Holmes and those guys, although they're not saying that, they're being positive, they have to consider that as well. So I hope they are.
Thank you, Michael. 248-539-9797. DJ in Detroit. Hello, DJ.
What up, though, fella?
Hey, DJ.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, so I've been sitting back listening to this, and I've been thinking about it heavily. I'm definitely with you as far as we don't, and I don't think Brad Holmes is the type of dude to give up the whole farm, but you just brought something to my attention that I forgot about. He did trade a third-round pick for the Davis kid. In all honesty, Hutch was number one in everything. You can't replace that. He was number one in win rate and sacks, and our defense was still only at above average or getting good. You get what I'm saying? So if you have an opportunity with the way he drafts, with Kirby Joseph being a Pro Bowler, a potential Pro Bowl third-round pick, Lee McNeil, third-round pick, Amara St. Brown, fourth-round pick, All-Pro, Barnes, a starter, I ain't worried about them first and second round picks with him for the next 2 years because they're going to be in the top 30 anyway, guys.
You can make a case, DJ, that Brad Holmes should just ask for, if he gives up a first, he should ask for a sixth in return. And for every first he gives up, give him a late pick because he's been able to turn some of these mid to late round picks. I mean, not all of them, obviously, but he's done a really good job. You can make a case that getting any kind of draft capital back is a positive.
So Doug and Gator, there lies my point. That's hey, man, if they want a first and a second-round pick for Crosby, run it. That ain't shelving it because he's so good with a third and fourth.
Dude, if they get him for a first and a second, we'd be dancing in the streets. There's no way they're getting him for a first and a second.
And then also, Doug, here's my other thing. We don't want Green Bay, Chicago, or Minnesota to go get him if he's better.
I can't imagine that happening. Sorry, up against it, 97-1, the ticket.